Today is April 24th, and from the state capitol in Phoenix, Arizona, there's a rally and press conference sponsored by Move On and other anti-war people here in the Phoenix area, and it's entitled Iraq and the Recession Report Release. Included are speakers Dave Wells, ASU PhD in political economy and public policy, and he's also president of the Arizona Institute of Peace, Education, and Justice. Jeff Farias, who's a local radio host on Progressive Radio here in the Phoenix area. Representative Dave Lohan, and also Leonard Clark, who's a Iraqi war veteran.
We're going to get started now. Well, thank you all so much for coming today. We're members of a local council of MoveOn.org, and we're here to release a report with some groundbreaking new poll numbers. And we're here to release the report to the media to show how voters in our state feel about the economy. 150 events like this are happening across the country. The report we're releasing today shows that voters in Arizona are tired of pouring billions of dollars into the occupation of Iraq while our economy is hurting here at home. Our report shows that a big majority of people here in Arizona believe that the cost of the war is actually contributing to the economic troubles. Our polling shows that voters across the country feel the same way. The message is clear. We need to end this occupation so that we can end this recession. There are a lot of reasons why the war and the recession are dragging on. The Republicans in the U.S. Senate and the President have been the biggest obstacles to progress. President Bush, Senator McCain, and Senator Kyle refuse to change the course. So we're calling on Senator McCain and Kyle to listen to the will of the voters and act now. Here are some of the numbers contained in the report. People in Arizona are worried that the economy and the recession are being hurt by the war. A big majority of voters believe that getting out of Iraq is the biggest way to fix the problem. 58% of voters are worried that our sinking economy's impact is the main thing is the war. Let me read that over. Here in Arizona, 58% of voters are worried about our sinking economy's impact on our state. While given a choice, 62% of voters would rather invest billions of dollars that we're dumping into Iraq on critical priorities like health care and education. 40% of voters here in Arizona think that pulling out of Iraq would help our economy a great deal. And people across the country think that the best way to fix our economy, it's the best way that we can fix our economy. In fact, right here in Arizona, the money that we're spending on the war could be spent on health care for over 1.6 million people. Or it could be spent on Head Start for over 926,000 children. It could also be spent on 1.5 million scholarships to help make college more affordable. This is information that our friends and neighbors need to know. Our state is hurting because of the bad decisions on the economy and the war by Bush, McCain, and Kyle, and their other Republican allies in the Senate. So after this press conference, we'll deliver the report directly to Senator McCain and Senator Kyle's office. And all of you who want to come are welcome, the media and the public. Now, to personalize the impact on one of our voters in Arizona, I'd like Linda Choate to come to the podium and explain what it is she does for a living. Oh, there you are, Linda. Thank you. Just to briefly tell us how this money that's being spent on Iraq could help your program.
Hi. I'm Linda Choate. I'm one of the nurses with one of the state Medicaid programs. I work with at-risk, high-risk pregnant teenagers mostly, many of whom drop out of school. And we know for a fact that if these kids finish their education, their level of health is much, much better over the lifetime as well as the lifetime of their kids. I would ask Arizona's support in making sure that these kinds of issues and initiatives are addressed. And that's the reason that I'm here today, is to give a voice to the teenagers that I work with. Thank you.
Now I'd like to introduce our main speaker, Jeff Farias, who works for 1480 KPHX Radio, and he's our main local radio content for Arizona. So without further ado, Jeff Farias.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks to Move On for organizing this effort. Every day we continue the illegal occupation of Iraq is another day that we dump millions of dollars into a quagmire. Another day our brave soldiers and Marines risk life and limb. Another day where somewhere in America a family learns a loved one has been disabled, or worse, that loved one won't be coming home again. Fathers, sons, mothers, daughters, lives change forever. So few of us are affected directly. And the administration does a great job in shielding the rest of us from a lot of this anguish. But more and more of us are waking up and recognizing this occupation is also ruining our economy. Some of the numbers in this report were actually quite surprising to me. Not surprising, the war has cost more than $526 billion thus far. And Joseph Stiglitz, a leading economist, says it could get up to $3 trillion. A cost that we don't pay. It's the cost passed on to our children, our grandchildren. 58% of Arizonans are very much concerned about the state of our economy. Almost 90% of Americans realize that we are in a recession, although the administration continues to deny using that word. Look at the economy. 80,000 non-farm jobs lost in the month of March alone this year. Unemployment rate is 5.1%, the highest it's been in 3 years. Home foreclosures jumped 57% last March from last year at the same time, 5% from just the previous month of February. I paid $3.40 for a gallon of gas today. 53 cents higher than last year at this time. Food prices are expected to go up 4.5%. Meanwhile, the costs of the Iraq war continue to rise. We are currently spending $3,919 per second on the occupation of Iraq. In the time it took me to say $3,919, we spent $10,000 in Iraq. We're spending $235,000 a minute, $14 million per hour, $2.4 billion per week, and $123 billion a year in Iraq. Arizona's share of the cost of the occupation of Iraq is $7.2 billion thus far. And as Chris pointed out, the National Priorities Project recognizes that just Arizona could have spent that money, giving more than 1.6 million people health care in this state. Providing Head Start for children, almost a million of them. 1.5 million scholarships for university students, or we could have provided 55,000 affordable housing units. Now, Dwight David Eisenhower warned America upon leaving office on the dangers of the rise of the military-industrial complex. In 1960, he spoke about how each weapon we build represents a failure of policy, a failure of conscience. For every bomber we build, we neglect schools, hospitals, and the needs of all Americans. Every day we occupy Iraq makes us more enemies in the Middle East and ultimately makes us less safe from the kind of terrorism this administration claims to be fighting. John McCain wants 100 more years of the occupation of Iraq, 100 more years of death, 100 more years of more critically wounded,
That's a lie. You never said
100 more years of borrowing, 100 more years of debt, 100 more years of economic devastation at home, more enemies around the world.
I heard it myself.
The time has come to end the occupation of Iraq, bring our troops home, and make the focus on rebuilding this country and America. Sure, I recommend you buy a television set, and you can see for yourself. Yeah, well. Sir, if you want to listen to my radio program today, I'll play that audio clip for you, where John McCain said, and we'll see who's actually lying. I'll play it on my radio program today. I'll play it on my radio today. Our next speaker. Our next speaker knows firsthand. Are you done?
Together to end the war in Iraq, and that's what, regardless of what we might have think Mr. McCain might have said, that's what has to happen, and I hope the media gets the message that that's what needs to occur. The Iraq war has had tremendous costs on the men and women and children in this country, including those in Arizona. I've worked with some veterans who are still struggling to get the health care that they deserve. But if we just look at just the combat costs of the Iraq war, the Congressional Research Service estimates that it's $124 billion a year. That excludes all of the mental and anguish and all the other kinds of human costs that don't go into that number. Now, what could those resources do when adjusted proportionately to Arizona's population relative to the United States? I'm going to focus in on two other things. Since we're here at the state capitol, one thing it could do would solve the state's budget shortfall in a jiffy. And we still have money to do as the Republicans would like, eliminate the equalization property tax, which Governor Napolitano just vetoed out of concern of the state's fiscal future.
Yeah. Yeah.
The $2.6 billion annual cost for Arizona would not only cover that projected deficit, it would also provide the money that could also be done to reverse some of the budget gimmicks we just had to use to fix the fiscal year 2008 budget. We can reverse the K-12 rollover, that was $272 million, and we have the ability to replenish a rainy day fund, which has only about $210 million left in it, and we still have money left over. So $2.6 billion could go a long way. Now, there are a lot of Arizonans out there who are also looking at their checking account, or they're finding it very hard to get unemployment insurance in this state and are in pretty dire straits, and they could use a stimulus payment. And if we took that $124 billion and took Arizona's share of $2.6 billion of it and gave it to every household in this state, they'd get a check for $1,112. And that could be a significant improvement in our economy and a significant improvement in a number of households, keep a number of people able to pay mortgage payments and move ahead with their lives and able to get their heads above water in these difficult times. Not only that, as an economist, it has a multiplier effect, because when you spend money, the money goes to somebody else in Arizona, and they get to spend the money, and it moves on. And in fact, the total economic impact on Arizona would be about $5.1 billion, and that would increase our tax funds for the state by $307 million. So these are very straightforward things that the Iraq War could do to help stimulate our economy today and make real impacts on Arizona right away. Thank you.
Our next speaker is a veteran of the Iraq War. I'd like to take a second right now, and all veterans, please acknowledge yourself and let's offer them the applause. My friend Leonard Clark got in a little bit of trouble in Iraq trying to tell the truth about what he was experiencing over there on an internet blog. He fought back, and he hasn't stopped fighting the Iraq War, even though he's here stateside now. Leonard is one of the most courageous people I know and a regular commentator on my program. Please welcome Leonard Clark.
First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for being here. I'm very humbled by all the other veterans, and I just believe we all need to do something. Here's what I've got to say. My name is Leonard Clark. I am a Persian Gulf and Iraq Occupation 3 vet. I am a native of this beautiful state. I have lived here all my life and was born at Good Samaritan Hospital here in Phoenix. Every day I have to live with the consequences of my actions in going to Iraq and with the impact the illegal occupation of Iraq is now having right here in our schools, our hospitals, and on our transportation funding. As a teacher, I can see how our children are now being affected in the classroom in many ways. Further, this illegal occupation of Iraq has and is now corrupting our government. It is its legislative, judicial, and executive branches. Should any of us be surprised that it turns out the so-called objective retired military officer consultants were and are taking their marching orders from political staffers at the Pentagon? Or should we be surprised that high-ranking political appointees in the Veterans Administration were and are part of a conspiracy to cover up the high amount of suicide attempts by my fellow soldiers or the Walter Reed scandal? Well, we know the answer to that. To add to the insult of this corruption in our federal government, we have a corrupt Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, calling Sadr a coward for not fighting in Iraq with his followers. But she fails to mention that our king and draft-dodging unconstitutional thug, George W. Bush, only goes to Iraq to serve fake rubber turkeys to my fellow soldiers, whom he asked to die for his buddies like Exxon in the oil industry. Or like our Senator, Bloody John McCain, who uses my fellow soldiers as props to say that endless war is necessary. As my father, Roy Clark, always said, it's a rich man's war and a poor man's fight. In other words, George W. Bush and people like John McCain believe in endless war. and that rather than benefiting our economy through the means of peace, they would instead benefit the economy of blood money, which depends on the manufacture of bombs, chemicals, and guns to destroy human life as we know it, so that multinational corporations will continue to funnel blood money to their campaign funds. Many of my friends whom I talk to about this intolerable situation in which the Bush crime family now has us will not participate in doing anything to bringing my fellow soldiers home. Not because they don't want to keep our soldiers there, but because they are now so cynical that they believe the government is not for the people, of the people, and by the people. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they believe it is hopeless. This is where we come in. We are the human sparks of nonviolence and change for our government, and therefore its domestic and foreign policies follow right with that. Like a grill full of charcoal, we must be the spark which lights up the hearts of our fellow Arizonans and Americans to nonviolent action. As it did at the gradual decline of the empire, power will always flow into a vacuum. So my fellow Arizonans and Americans, it will either be our spark of love and enlightenment which flows into the vacuum of power at this time in our history, or it will be the right-wing sparks of hate and ignorance which says that endless war is good and necessary. No mas! Not one more of my fellow American soldiers or innocent Iraqi civilians should die in that lie we call the occupation of Iraq. Thank you.
That concludes our speakers for this event. Chris wanted me to let you know that Move On is now taking this press release, this information, directly to Senator McCain and Senator Kyle's office. You're welcome to join in with that act. Thank you all much for being here. Okay. We have Dr. Ed Venezuela to speak with you.
I'm just going to take a couple of seconds just to say, get my message across. I've been working for 50 years in the Hispanic community for civil rights. I'm Dr. Ed Valenzuela. This administration's policies have set back our health and social systems 50 years. The administration's Iraq war has set back our economy systems 30 years. I've worked for 50 years for a better world for my children. Now, my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren have to struggle harder than me just to get up to where it's taken me 50 years. El gasto de esta guerra en Irak está quitando el dinero que necesitamos para el salud de nuestros hijos en nuestra comunidad. Thank you.
If any members of the media would like a copy of the report, I have some up here. Thank you all for coming. Thank you very much.
This concludes reporting from in front of the state capitol, Phoenix, Arizona, with the rally sponsored by the local Move On group. There was about 36 people at this rally.